If you enjoy this show, please head over to normaugustinus.com and make a financial contribution.
Hi, this is Norm Augustinus. I'm sorry I missed your call. After tone, leave your name and number. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Norm. I want to tell you a story. When I was a teenager, I was in the backyard playing in a sandbox. The sandbox was built for me by my father, and I mostly used the sandbox when I was a little kid. Norm, one time while I was sitting in the sandbox, I felt a sudden sharp jab to my genitals. And then I felt the jab again. Norm, I didn't know how or why, but before I could do anything about it, I was pulled down and into the sand. As I was pulled down, I saw what looked like an exact copy of me being pushed to the surface. Did I fall into a sinkhole? Was I sinking in quicksand? Was I dreaming? Nothing made any sense. At some point, I was completely submerged under the sand. I couldn't move. I couldn't see. I was scared. And then I heard the music. Norm, do you know the song sung by Sheena Easton and Prince? The song with the lyrics, "Let's Get to Ramming"? I heard that song as one dick after another penetrated my young juicy fuckhole. I was frozen in the tight grip of the sand in my sandbox, and I was taking the dick again and again and again. I was a virgin. I had heard about sex, but I had never done it. I yelled for help, but no one heard me. I was 6 or 7 feet below the surface in my backyard in my sandbox, and I was coming. My moans of pleasure awakened the earthworms and grubs. They were writhing about, and they were everywhere. On my face, on my head, on my breasts. It was my moaning. The worms and grubs were happy for me. Norm, I took dick after dick of all shapes and sizes for at least an hour. When my fuck hole was spent, I was pushed back to the surface. I saw a replica of myself being pulled down as I went up, and that's when I blacked out. Norm, when I woke up, a police officer told me that 100 big-dicked men from the nearby maximum security penitentiary had balled me. The men tunneled their way 10 miles to my sandbox, and then they pulled me down and they banged out my delicious pussy with their gash-hungry rock-hard cocks. The convicts had built a vinyl inflatable copy of me. While they hammered out my cunt, my vinyl air-filled clone was sitting in the sandbox. My parents never suspected a thing. When they looked out the kitchen window, they saw the inflatable. Norm, I was covered in 4 or 5 gallons of cum, and I was still coming when the helicopter took me to the hospital. It took the doctors 5 days to pump the cum out of my cunt, asshole, and ears. The authorities found a hand-carved dildo in the tunnel with the letters ASNF burned into the side of it. One of the men left his afro wig and a pair of brass knuckles behind too. They also found an old sock lined with wax paper that had been filled with jelly lubricant. The convicts also left behind a brown paper bag filled with battery-powered cock rings. In addition to those items, the police also found an empty box of Pop-Tarts. I have a recording of what it sounded like as I was taking all the prisoner's sweaty cocks. I'll play it now. That is the end of the audio clip. Norm, I walked bowl-legged for 2 weeks after the prisoners drilled me. My dad kept the inflatable version of me and hung it in my bedroom from a string. There was a lot of interest in what had happened to me, so my parents sold the cum-drenched sand that was in the sandbox for $10 per Ziploc bag. My father changed our doorbell. Whenever anyone presses our doorbell, it plays the song, "You Got the Look" by Sheena Easton and Prince. Norm, I hope my story helps your female listeners. Girls, watch out whenever you are sitting in a sandbox. You might take a lot of dicks. I did. I just wanted to make a sandcastle. Now I must go. I call all the time, but you never return my call. What gives? Norm, all my friends call me Cum Panty. You can call me Cum Panty too. Bye.
End of messages.
He wishes he could have killed his grandmother. His mother says everything he touches turns to shit. He's been to jail, spent 24 hours in a mental institution, and unsuccessfully tried to kill himself 3 times. And now, live via the internet, abso-fucking-lutin-free, Norm Augustinus.
So I got head in a bar near my house. This is no lie. It's a bar near my house. I can walk to it. Now, I live on 100 acres in upper northern Michigan. Don't try to come here unless you're a chick. If you're a chick, you're good looking, you're size 3 or 5, and you got big tits and a smaller ass, now you can come up here. But I don't want no bitch with curves. I don't want no minority. Period. Minorities draw in minorities. I don't want anything like that. If you're a fucking old school bitch and you look really hot and you look good, you can fucking take a punch, you can drink booze, you can shoot up, you can snort fucking coke, and you can smoke all kinds. I'm talking like a garbage bag, a fucking rubbish can filled with fucking weed. No, I'm interested in you. Bonus points if you're a real redhead. I have no interest in a bitch that has fake fucking hair in a bottle. Why do I want to see some chick with a bunch of chinks in a factory mixing up some batch of artificial red hair? I don't want that. That's what you are. You're representative of them. The chinks in a factory over there in China, Taipei, whatever it is, Japan, they're all mixing this fucking hair dye up. And then there you are. You're a part of that society. You're a part of that group, that clique. I don't want nothing like that. Get the fuck out of here. In fact, I'm getting mad. What I'm saying isn't even real. I don't want something like that. You can come here if you're a good-looking chick. And I mean that. If you've got real orange hair, real orange eyes, white skin with freckles, now I'm interested. But you can't have HPV. You can't have fucking throat cancer coming on because you've been sucking cock all your life since you were 14 years old. I don't want nothing like that. I want what I want. I know the style I want. Now, why should I feel bad about that? I don't give a flying fuck about what they're calling curves today. Who wants some fat fucking whore? Nobody. Big mountain of pus, big mountain of fat. Get the fuck out of here. I have crossbows. I have all kinds of bows. Compression bows. I've got crossbows. I've got handguns. I've got grenades. I've got fucking... I actually even have claymore mines. I mean, who do you know that has a claymore mine? That, you know, that explodes. It's about the thickness, just thickness of 2 plates on top of each other. You flip the plates over. I actually have those. You can come over here if you look like the things I just said. The chicks that I just described. Now, I'm interested in you. Otherwise, no. You get all kinds of fat cows that show up here and say, can I come in? Are you Norm Augustinus? I don't want that. If I happen to stop and you're hitchhiking, I might pick you up. But you have to fit into a particular criteria. And I don't even hardly even drive anymore. I'll pick you up. I'll pick you up and we'll get it on. And that's the truth. We'll get it on. We'll fuck. I'll exhaust you. Then I'll kick you out of the fucking car. I've done it a million times. I can't get involved in a professional fucking con man, a professional fucking grifter going town to town like fucking Bruce Banner and fucking the Incredible Hulk. I don't want that. That's what bitches are. So I get head in this little bar near my house. And I didn't know this, but there was a guy that came in that was with this woman. But she's blowing me down in the hallway here. And off to the hallway, there's just like this rounded little thing off the side of the wall. Like rounded that you can go into, and it's got a drinking fountain. You know what a drinking fountain is? You push the button. Sometimes they're motion activated. And you can get a drink of water. It's a drinking fountain. Next to that, there was this little area that had a little tiny shelves. We went in there, and she gave me head. Now, why wouldn't she give me head? Because I'm good looking. I'm not like you. I'm never going to be like you, even when I'm fucking old and I'm getting the shit kicked out of me by a bunch of goddamn people from all over the world, Arabs, fucking Muslims, blacks, fuck, Hispanics, Chicanos, whatever they fucking are, Chaldeans. Even when that changes and I'm in a fucking hospital and I'm getting beat up, I'll still get blown in there by chicks who know what I am, who know what I am internally. They'll understand it. There's that automatic connection that I have. I'm going to have chicks come from fucking Prime Trucks, the Prime Amazon place, the warehouse here, and I've banged them out. And you're thinking, that's bullshit. This is all bullshit. No, it's not. I have personality. I have looks. I have drive. And I have 15.5 pounds of dick in my pants. It's not a joke. 15.5 pounds of dick. Let me tell you something, the truth of this. I'll be honest with you. I mean, that's a freak show. It's not easy being a freak like that. That's a freak show, and I'm trying to mainstream it. I'm trying to look classy and cool by telling you about my 15.5-pound dick, but it's troublesome. It's a problem. It's always been a problem. You know how much grease a 15.5-pound dick gets, how greasy it gets? I go through underwear after pair of underwear after pair of underwear because my dick is so greasy. You think it's fun to say your dick is greasy? You think it doesn't hurt me to admit something like that? It hurts me deeply. So I'm in the fucking thing. She's giving me a head job. And then a dude comes in asking for where so-and-so. I'm not going to tell your name. I live in a small area. Asking for where so-and-so. I never go to this shithole either. And I know that he's looking for her. And that fuck sure as shit comes down the hallway. And I got my pants off. Now next to me is a chair that looks like it's from 1830 from a fucking movie that they used in a stunt show. Or some guy has a chair look like that. All kinds of little round bars and fucking indentation in the seat. You know that I pushed her head away because I know he was coming for me. I grabbed that chair, my pants were at my ankles, and I broke this fucking thing over this guy's head. Honest to God. Then the bitch who was blowing me got pissed off, and she starts beating on me until I fucking knocked her teeth out with one of the fucking things that were the arm of the chair. Just swung across her face. I heard her, ow. She said, ow. It was actually funny. You hit me in the teeth. Motherfucker, you were just showing me your love a minute ago. Oh, you hit me in my teeth. I never heard a chick say that. Why don't you hear a chick say, ow, you hit me in my teeth? Because it's not romantic, man. It's not funny. It's not anything. Oh, you hit me in my teeth. It's not romantic. It's not desirable. You won't want to get with a woman if she says that. But I didn't have a choice. This fucking guy was so goddamn stupid he's going to defend a woman. Let me tell you one of the top rules in the world. You never try to defend some woman. You tell her to go to fucking hell and you get out of there. You run to your SUV, you run to your pickup truck. I know that's probably what you drive. You run to that shit and you get the hell out of here. You don't need to defend her. Do you understand that women have been on this planet for fucking thousands, maybe millions of goddamn years? They don't really even know. Their family has come up and up and up and up. The kids and more kids and more kids and grandmothers and grandfathers. It goes back all the way to Adam and Eve. Why the fuck do you think she needs defending herself? She's still here. Her family is still goddamn lingering around this area, wherever you are on this planet. She's still fucking here. I'm going to defend her honor. What honor? What fucking honor, man? Like my dad used to say. Norman, her asshole is just a half inch away from her cunt. What are you doing? Man, that really woke me up. I was like coming apart. I was crumbling. Some romance, some breakup. Soon as my father, who was a very classy man, I've told you this before, soon as he said her asshole is a half inch from her cunt, I realized, what am I dealing with here? It's like being with a marmot. It's like being with a gopher. It's like being with a deer or something in the woods. It's like being with a wolverine. What's the goddamn difference? Her asshole is a half inch away from her cunt. Now, how can something like that get all the money, all the stocks, all the bonds, all the homes, and put you on the fucking street? How? Doesn't make any sense, does it? Ow, you hit me in the teeth. A second earlier, she was blowing me. I thought she was really into it. I thought, I'm getting something here. I'm living life really good. Ow, you hit me in my teeth. This fucking guy coming with his boots on. I don't know where the fuck he came from, where area he came out of. Dude, I just don't want that. I broke the chair on him. Bunch of people came back and they're looking at him. He's laying there. The chair's all broken up. They don't know me. She said, ow, you hit me in the teeth. I wasn't supposed to. That's right about when they would say, she didn't say this. I'm a woman, man. What the hell? I am a girl. What? Really? Fucking guy coming out to defend her honor. Why would a man defend a chick's honor? Not me. You did it. You've been getting dick since you were 14 years old. You're more experienced at romance, love, all the fucking games of this sex shit than I'll ever be, than any man will ever be. Get the fuck out of here. I'll knock all your other teeth out too. What layer was it, the top or the bottom? You could say this to me. Norm, that sounds violent. You sound like you got issues. You sound like you have trouble dealing with people. No, I don't. Where could that have gone to? She blows me. She acts like she's interested in me. Just some fucking run-of-the-mill, your fucking garden variety bitch who drove me in and wanted to blow my dick in a bar. I never do that. Not ever. But I know it was happening. I know it went on. I had done a lot of pinconning paralyzer before I went out. I often go on strolls and shit. I'm lucky because I wouldn't have hesitated to walk into that bar with my Superman cape on in my underwear. I do this all the time. Got a Superman cape. A chick made it for me in New York City. And I used to wear it all the time when I would go out in the SUV and other things. Even on the airplane. I've got an airplane, ultralight aircraft, pilot license. I'm lucky I didn't walk in like that, and I would have done it. But I wanted to show modesty. I didn't want anybody to see my big goddamn garden hose in my pants. I didn't want that. Ow, you hit me in the teeth. I think she said that. Ow, you hit me in the teeth. And I waited for 4 fucking days for some cops or something to come over. They didn't come over. And you know why? Because that piece of shit, she's got a record as long as your arm or some shit like that. Social services, lockups, fucking all kinds of public housing. She got all kinds of trouble behind her. She doesn't want more trouble, and she knew I would give her trouble, so she disappeared. The problem disappeared. Fucking guy come and defend her. Dude, she's going to live 15 years longer than you. When you're in a goddamn ground, she's going to take dick in her ass for another 10, 15, 20 fucking years. She don't even know who the fuck you are. Your memory ain't even in her mind anymore. It became dust and fell apart. I better defend her. Running down the fucking hallway in his cowboy boots. Look, a big dumb idiot. I gotta defend her. She's getting hurt, man. She's getting hurt. Yeah, look at her get hurt. Look at her get hurt as she's got the kielbasa, as she's fucking doing the packagings for the kielbasa for Kowalski Sausage Factory. Whatever it is, I gotta defend her. I can still hear his footsteps running down the fucking hall. I don't defend any woman, and you shouldn't either. You're defending her? She's manipulating you. She's testing you. She wants to see if you're somehow going to defend her. Has she got her mitts in you so goddamn deep that you will go into a physical or a violent altercation to defend her? It's a test for her to see if she's fucked you up real good mentally, if she can control you, if she's got you hypnotized. Wow, I really got my hooks in that fucker. I think I can go on to fucking step 5, and that is the accounts, the fucking mortgage, the name on deeds and titles and stocks. I think I really got him. He just defended my honor. You know, and I say, get out of here. I don't defend their honor. They outlive you 100 times over. They ain't getting sick. They get all the goddamn money, the stocks, the bonds, and there you are. I think I'll defend her. Next time you have to defend someone with your bitch, call me. I'll come over, and I'll beat your whore up for you. And nope, the problem's solved. How dare you hit her? The honor. What have you done? Oh my God, it's a woman. It is? Her asshole, like my father said, is a half inch away from her twat. I came right out of it. I don't know what that is. That's a formula I've passed on to everybody. If I ever meet anybody and they say, how did you do it? How do you do it, Norm? How do you keep this up? How do you come up with this? What do you do? Whenever they say that, I say, I can give you one fucking tip that's going to help you the rest of your life. The tip my stepfather gave me. And that is this. Her asshole is a half inch away from her cunt. And that automatically breaks it. You'll hear breaking glass in your head. And you'll become clear. You'll understand it. It won't work till then. Till you're at that moment where you need that chant. Till you need that fucking verse. That fucking little tiny thing. You need that. You hear that. It won't work till then. Then it'll work wonders. You'll say it.
I'm so hurting so bad, I would kill somebody. I beat 5 guys up for her. She's gone. The little fucking German girl, she's gone. I can't think I fucking function. I don't care if I lose my job, my car, everything. I give her everything I got.
That's when you come in. That's when you chant to this thing, or to you, or whoever. I do it to you. Man, her asshole is only a half inch away from her cunt. It has something to do with the idea of shit. Non-stop shit coming out of there, a half inch away from her cunt that you would die for. Who wants that? And that cunt is 200,000 eggs that are saying, please support me. Please give me money. 200,000 eggs. They can't think at all. Her asshole is a half inch away from her cunt. And you could even do something in front of it. I don't fancy it up. Still works.
Asshole's half inch away from her cunt.
Boom, works just like that. I've done that a million times to people.
I had to defend her honor. Defend her honor? Where the fuck were you the 35 years you didn't meet her? Who's defending her honor then? You're going to jail, not her. That's the first crink in the relationship. Yeah, he did. He beat somebody up when we were initially dating. He has a history of fucking violence. There she is. She's already building it. I was getting ahead in this bar. I never do that, but I'll never do it again. I don't know what happened. I made a mistake in judgment. That's what happens. You don't know. You can make a mistake. One day to the next. I mean, the Shroud of Turin. Have I already talked about that? Fucking way back to Christ days. A piece of fabric with Christ image on it. They know how it got there. They show it once every 5 years or something in Turin, Italy. They don't know how it got there, this image on this cloth. They know it was buried with him, put into the tomb, radioactivity or something like a camera, burned this image of Christ onto this piece of fabric, 6 foot long, 4 feet wide, 3.5 feet wide, and it's there. You know that goddamn thing only gets 2 million visitors when they show it? Every five or something years in fucking Italy, in Turin, Italy, it gets 2 million visitors. 2 million visitors? That's all it gets? There's fucking 8 billion people on the planet, but 2 million people only come to see the image of their father? If you had one fucking photograph, one Polaroid photograph of your father, wouldn't it be cherished? You'd cherish this thing. It'd be up in your room, in your bedroom, in something, UV glass in front of it so it doesn't go. It's a picture of your father. Well, isn't that Christ? There's a picture of your father. Only 2 million people came. And you want people to like each other in these families of today? They can't like each other. They hate each other. They can't like you when you're driving. They want to run you over. They want to crash into the back of your car. They want to kill you with a fucking hammer. They won't go see you in the image of their father. 2 million fucking people only, the Shroud of Turin, an actual image, they think. They're not sure how it worked. They're baffled by this goddamn thing. On the opposite scale, look at this. You see a chick, she's got spandex pants on. I've talked about that lightly. Have I already talked about it in this recording? I don't know. You see, she's got spandex on. She's got leggings on. That chick gets 350 views a day wherever she walks. That's why she's walking around. A 16th of an inch of fabric from her asshole. There's her asshole. 16th inch away, she's blowing farts all day. Do you know that people release gas 20 times a day? I must be fucking mental. I must not understand life. If a chick releases gas 20 times a day, there's her spandex pants. They're going past you. She's walking past you to draw in some fucking sucker, some rube, financially, whatever she's going to do with him. It ain't going to be good. She walks past you, 20 farts a day into her spandex pants. Now, don't they stink? I don't want that. There's her cunt just below it. Doesn't it smell? There's fucking 200,000-300,000 eggs in her cunt. I don't know what it is. And as they age, the eggs get less. 200,000 eggs in her cunt, and they're all wanting a dick and come and screaming to support her. There's 200,000 eggs in there. There's urine in there. There's yeast infections in there. The shithole's blowing out gas plumes of stink of methane gas from men that fed her, and now you want that. Why would I want to get near spandex pants? Why would I want to get near fucking leggings? Not ever, not now, not ever. I don't want that. You know that all over this country, the women, there are probably 20 to 50 pairs of fucking leggings. They all bought at dollar stores. They don't care what no one knows it'll dollar. It's a dollar. They all bought at dollar stores. They all stink. They're all balled up and wrinkled and stiff from sweat and cum. And they're in their room right now. They're under their bed. They're in their closet. They're next to the three garbage bags, the three Glad bags of rubbish bags filled with fucking her clothes, her dirty panties, her bras. There they are. Do you understand that what you're seeing is a goddamn image? It's not real? I gotta have that. I could put a fucking picture of a chick up there, 14 fucking years old, with her tits out, her bra's cut open where the nipples are, the tits are out, the nipples are out, she's wearing fucking crotchless panties, that goddamn thing will get 20 million views in 72 hours, but Christ gets 2 million views only. Look at the fucking stock that people put into a woman, and everybody knows they're there to destroy you, but you think you're different. You say, why am I telling you this? Because I have experience. I've got massive amounts of fucking experience. And I was in Vietnam 18 months. 300-400 clicks west of the Da Nang River. In a fucking helicopter, honest to God, an H-1 Bell 1 helicopter. I was a door gunner.
I got more experience there than I ever did anywhere in our life. Chicks would chase the helicopter. We'd drag a big dildo. It was like 18 inches long. We'd drag it from the helicopter. They'd chase the dildo. We'd drop a ladder. They'd come up the ladder, as many as you can imagine. It was like they were coming to see Elvis in a fucking hot air balloon, and they dropped a ladder down, and he was in a basket of the hot air balloon. They'd just climb up that. They'd suck and fuck, and then we'd throw them out the other side. Sometimes we'd give them a haircut. I remember we had a fucking rechargeable set of shears, like a barber shears, and we'd give them a haircut. Just throw them out. There they go. Who's got that kind of experience? Who has that? My friends, the captain of the fucking helicopter that I was assigned to, he would drop me off in a rice paddy. Just drop me the fuck off. I was holding on a couple of hot air balloons, little helium balloons. And I just lower down into the rice paddy, or I would dive into the rice paddy. I mean, you see divers today, that's nothing. I used to dive 300-400 feet and do all kinds of fucking waves and circles and all kind of, I'd glide and I'd float. It was incredible, into the rice paddy. And then I'd start running with my dick out. Well, I know about women. Nobody's got that experience. You have that experience? No. No chick you ever meet has that kind of experience. I have a shitload of goddamn experience. Running after chicks with their spandex on, their leggings on. Look at me. It gives the illusion that somehow that they're, used to use it for exercise years ago. Somehow they're exercising. Hey, she's fit. That bitch is fit. She's not fit. She just got done eating 3 cans of generic Pringles she got at the dollar store, and she bought her leggings too. Look how fit she is. She's now blowing out 20 farts an hour, and that's in a 24-hour period. 24 farts in an hour from that ass. She owes fucking $100,000. There's all kinds of court orders. There's all kinds of court actions. There's all kinds of bill collectors, and look at you chase that. What the fuck is the matter with you? I don't do that. Chicks know what I am. You come to my house, prepare to party, prepare to be swung around the fucking room where I am in my house. I'll swing you around by your hair. I let go of your hair. You're wasted. You might go through the fucking living room window. You might go through the sliding glass door. You might crash into the fucking bar. I have a bar in my house here. It's got glass shelves and there's mirrors and lights. And you might crash into that fucking thing. I've had it a million times. That's what I'm looking for. Don't try to fucking trick me. Don't try to pull me in. And I'm trying to help you get this way. I'm trying to season you to get this way. Now, let me tell you something. If you got a bitch now and you play this shit to her, she'll say he's nuts. Don't play that, dude. I don't want to hear that shit in here again. Don't turn that on. You're out of your gourd. I'm not going to go with you anymore, date you anymore, or be with you anymore if you keep playing that shit. She's going to talk about fucking, she needs time to de-stress. She needs times to fix her mental health for 10 minutes or some. This is the crazy bullshit they'll tell you. She'll tell you this. Don't hang around him. She's warning you because she knows I'm right and I'm telling you straight. She doesn't want that. If I was still in a fucking Bell One Huey helicopter today, I'm not kidding you. I'd take that thing. I'd take my friend. He was a captain and a co-pilot. I knew them both very well. And I would tell him to crash that fucking helicopter into your house. Honest to God, I can't get through to you. I'd tell him to crash it into your fucking house. And if there was any life left in the helicopter, I'd tell him to crash it into whatever fucking all-girls school or all-women's school was nearby, some college, and crash it into there, too. I mean, that'd make a story, wouldn't it? We don't know what drove this. We have no idea. They'd easily press that I was a white man, though. White dude, disgruntled, life out of control. I have nothing like that. They'll make it anyways up because you can't be a defective. They have to keep pushing capitalism, the idea of spending, the idea of fitting in, the idea that everything's fine. It's not at all. There goes the fucking spandex pants. Look at that. Here comes the spandex fucking pants. Run after it, man. She just farted. The spandex pants stink. The spandex pants are soiled. Look, run after that whore. She must have just been in a workout. No, she's not. Put 10 years in that dog, her face will look like a fucking meaty bone from a dog commercial. It'll just be hanging down to her tits. Big goddamn jowls, big fucking haunches on her hips. Who wants that? You can't have any of that. Just an illusion, just a hot pitcher melting on a fucking 90-degree day that somebody painted on a watercolor or acrylic this soft they can melt. Who wants that? Nobody. So I guess I started this with the idea that not the idea or the notion, but the reality that I was getting ahead in the bar. I'll never go there again. and I could have been hurt. I could have been seriously hurt. Now, why could I have been seriously hurt? I couldn't have been seriously hurt if I was a bunch of dudes, if I was with them, we're fishing, we're out hunting, we're out taking fucking pictures out of the SD card from our tree-mounted outdoor cameras. I wouldn't have been in danger in any way there. I'm out in a boat, a canoe, some outboard engine, some electric outboard engine. I'm testing it. I couldn't have been in any fucking danger. But the minute I get around a bitch, or you get around a bitch, you are now putting yourself up for a danger zone. You're not in danger. Man, get the fuck out of there, motherfucker. I'm not kidding you, man. I'm getting scared right now just fucking thinking it. Get the fuck out of there, fuck sick, and get out of there now. You need someone to pick you up and get you out of there, give me a call. I'll come right the fuck over there. I'll get you out of there. And I'll have my fist ready. I learned from Jake LaMotta, honest to God, how to knock a chick unconscious with a half-inch punch. He showed me in his apartment in New York City. I lived there for years. There was a woman over there. I don't know what it was, his ex-wife or some shit like that. And he would show me. He would practice on her. He'd show me on her. I think her name was Vicky. Now I remember it. He would call over. He'd say, Vicky, come on over here. I want to show Norman how to do this so he can protect himself against a woman the rest of his life, how he can do this. She'd come right over like a fucking lunkhead, like a mamaluke. She'd come right over. And she'd say, yeah, what are you talking about, Jake? He was a middleweight boxer in the United States, like Raging Bull. Like, he couldn't put the guy down. He just kept coming. And she'd come over and he'd show him. He said, I'm just going to knock you unconscious. He said, no problem. Just knock you out fucking unconscious. He says, okay, no problem. And I say, okay, let's see. No problem. And just boom, just like that. You hear that? She hit the fucking floor. One time she broke a glass, this table on the floor, like a glass, you know, living room table thingy there, a coffee table. She broke that. One time she fell backwards. Honest to God, she had so much jewelry on her fucking wrist and on her rings on her hands that her right hand swung so swiftly, so violently, she blew out the fucking TV screen. Now, at that time, it was a CRT TV screen. That's a cathode ray tube. It wasn't a flat panel. But when her arm went to the right, the whole fucking thing just caved in. That's how fast he knocked this bitch out. And I'll do that anywhere I am. I can do that. I have that power. Someday I'm going to write a little fucking pamphlet, 10, 12 pages. I don't know. Would you buy that? How to knock this bitch out with a half-inch punch. Just like that. Just like, you hear that? Boom. And they're on the floor. No more problems. Now, you can get out of there. You have to defend yourself. Bitches are getting more and more violent and more devious working with men to hurt you. Get out of there, man. You should get out of there now. Run, fly, jump, go through windows. Just get the fuck out of there quick. I want to talk about something. Just reminded me. I want to talk about something. And like I said, if you're a good-looking chick, you can come up here. Now, as you may or may not know, I've been fucking panning for gold in a little tiny stream up here in upper northern Michigan. Now, since I started talking about that, I have noticed more women appearing at this stream. And why are they there? A, because I'm extremely good-looking. When I say I'm the recipe of what people want to be, it's not a fucking joke. Tall, thin, good-looking, the recipe of what people want to be. That's me. Chicks want to hump me. They want to blow me. They think I'm sexy. They don't think that with you, but they're now showing up at this little creek because I'm there panning for fucking gold. Panning for gold. And it's getting bad. Now, here's something that went on. I'm not kidding you. Something that went on. I hope I can put this together, weave this together in a way that you can understand. Now, I've often been told that sometimes a person here or there can't understand what I'm saying. Now, I hear what I'm saying, but I must not be able to project it in a way, to just transcribe it in such a way, decode it in such a way to use my voice box, which is just a simple fucking little tunnel of meat. I mean, how can a tunnel of meat, my voice box and shit, actually get out the big thoughts that I have? The powerful fucking thoughts, these mind elixirs, these recipes, how can I get that? It's hard to use a piece of meat to make this meat say the things I say. So it's not always me. It's the primitive piece of meat I have, the voice box to be able to make and say the things I can say properly. So I've been doing this thing for gold. Chicks have been coming up there. Now, this is something that happened to me. And you're going to think, it can't be. It is 100% true. If you think it, it will happen. If you believe it unequivocally, without any doubt, it will happen. Even Christ said this in the Bible. You tell people, don't go to anybody else. They'll undo what I just did for you. And they will, because they're so powerful. There's such a powerful amount of negativity that they can project us and diffuse anything. You tell people, don't go to somebody else. There's some fucking prick's going to destroy it, what I told you just now. He said you can see? You can't see shit. You've always been stupid like that. You've always been lame like that. A believer. Somebody vulnerable. Some idiot. And that's it. The fucking person went blind right there. So you got to be careful. So I'm in the creek, and I'm panning for gold. And I told you there's a bunch of chicks there. I don't know what time it was. It gets dark there about, it's dark about 9:30, 9 o'clock, 9:30. It starts to get very dark. It's, you know, it's dusk or whatever. As I'm panning for gold, chicks now start to come down the river. They're panning for gold upriver. I went downriver, but they're panning for gold upriver. They're now floating their body downriver with nothing on, just a bra and a shirt. And they oftentimes have their boots on, like a work boot, like an outdoor boot. They're now floating their body down this little creek to me. You see the reality there? They're not really interested in them finding gold, panning for gold. I'm gold. I'm easy access to the gold. Now, I found about $4,000 in gold. Gold is $2,300 an ounce. And I found about $4,000, about four little vials, nearly full of gold flakes in this creek. I can't tell you where. But they've been laying on their back, bitches, and floating down to me in this shallow little creek. And when they float down to me, their legs are spread, and there's the cunt. It's being offered up to me. Why is it being offered up to me and not to you? Because the possibilities are endless with me, and with you, what can you offer, really? You just offer stability. Well, that's kind of boring and can get boring. Stability, a house, a garbage disposal, a place to shit, and she can store all her fucking tampons on top of your toilet tank. I can't tell you how many times I've seen that. When I see that, I just throw the box in the fucking air. I resist that. I resent that. Don't keep hammering me with your goddamn period like it's somehow a handicap. That's what women do today. It's a handicap. Please help me. Please pay for my rag. Get the fuck out of here, you bleeding idiot. I got the Jake LaMotta half inch, motherfucker. Hear that? That's her goddamn head. They're floating down the river. And when they come down the river, when they come down the river, their legs are spread and they're coming to me with their cunt. Their big gape, this big pussy, big gape. There it is, their asshole coming down the river because they want me to fucking do what? They want me to bang them out. Now, I'll often pull them over. I'll stop panning for gold, but mostly I let them go by me. I just let them fucking roll past me and I don't bite on it. It's like, sort of funny. It's like a metaphor. I'm in a creek. You could fish for fucking, you might be able to fish for fish on the side of this little creek. It's deeper on the sides. That's often where the big fish are. And I just let them go past me and they look at me so empty, so surprised, so shocked that I didn't fucking bite because so many people do bite at this shit. Not me. I'm selective. Unless I tell you, go back to the start of this recording with a bitch who said, why did you fuck? You hit me in the teeth. You knocked out my teeth, hit me in the teeth, and the fucking dude. Now, I just don't want that anymore. I'm not going to do that anymore. But they're floating past me with their legs in the air on their back. Here comes the cunt. Look at the cunt. Here it comes. Here comes the power. What am I supposed to goddamn do? Here comes the cunt. I'll drop everything. Anything I've done over the past 30 fucking years, anything, fame, fortune, it's all yours. You got it all. You got it all, slut. Come on over here. Why would I do that? I wouldn't do that. Nobody in their right mind would do that. It's not supposed to work that way. I don't know why I would do it either. Here it comes. Here it is. Hey, no problem. You can have it all. You can have it all for your shithole and your cunt. Remember the recipe. Their asshole is only a half inch away from their cunt. And now wake the fuck up. It'll wake you up. You just say that right there. Her asshole's just a half inch away from her cunt. Wake up. Ding, 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 ding. You're all set. You're ready to go. Floating on their back down this creek towards me, aiming their pussy at me like it's a gift, like it's something that they're serving up before Christ or something was around. Here it is. I'm giving you a fucking ox. He's all cut to shit up. He's on a platter. Here's our sacrifice. It's like that. I don't want that. I don't want someone coming at me thinking I'm so fucking stupid or they're so dumb. that they think all they got to do is do that, and it's all over. Their work is over. It's all done. But we have to keep on fucking working. They've been coming at me with their cunts down the river, floating down the river as I'm panning for gold. It's kind of an interesting metaphor. I've got gold. I'm getting gold. I'm panning for gold. And what's coming towards me automatically, even though I'm in the middle of fucking nowhere, I'm in the woods. Nobody could find this place. I'm in upper northern Michigan. I mean, 1,600 acres of woods, very densely packed woods. I mean, you got to sometimes have trouble walking between the trees. And as I'm panning for gold, what's coming towards me out of nowhere? Pussy. Here comes a pussy. There's the gold. Here comes a pussy. There's the gold. Here comes a pussy. Now, how dumb I gotta be. Here it comes. Here comes your reward for finding gold, pussy. Why would that be a reward to anybody? The bitch is gonna balloon up. She's gonna get diabetes. She's gonna get breast cancer. You're gonna be changing her fucking adult diapers. When she has kids, they wear a diaper the rest of their life because they can't hold their piss. Did you know that? They're constipated 6 months of the fucking year. How can that be a gift? I don't get it. I know what you're saying. I know what anybody could say. Norm, that's not normal. People don't think like that. They don't think about that. They think of the good parts of life. They think about being with this person and the love they can give them, the love they can give them, and then exchange back and forth, the travel and all this shit. They think of that. The travel's not even real. Chicks travel, and I know this firsthand. Don't ask me to tell you the story. Chicks travel because when you're exhausted, you're in your stateroom on your fucking luxury cruise, your big ocean liner, you're on one of these fucking things, going to Alaska or something like that. When you're gassed out and she makes sure you are, they feed you shitloads of sugar and other stuff to tire you out. She's back out there getting dick. She's in dick. She's getting dick. She's in some stateroom taking 10 inches, 12 inches up her ass right now while you're exhausted and your fucking charge card is melting in your wallet. That's how it is. It's not bitterness. This is how you have to understand how things work. You can't go through it blindly, can you? They're coming at me. They're coming at me, giving me this altar of fucking joy. What is it, a joy? Where? She farts 20 times a day. Her fucking period is 7 days a fucking year, bleeding all over the place. You can't live like that. You can't have that. I was once with a chick years ago. She had the worst period you ever saw. And I don't want to be crude here in any way, but you couldn't breathe in the fucking house. I had to put a whole house fan in where the toilet was. These little levers, these louvers would open up. They were gigantic, big, gigantic louvers and a 5-horsepower electric engine. You'd hit the switch, the louvers would open up, and it would take whatever stink you were having a problem with out into the attic and out the vents. I had that installed because of her rag. It was so much fun. It was so much pleasure to be with her. Could still hear the thing opening up when I hit the switch. That was the fucking thing sucking the stink out. Standing there like a Cheshire cat. Just say one goddamn thing. That's what she used to say looking at me. She wouldn't say nothing. Just say something. They're coming at me with their pussy aimed at me. Big fucking bald pussy. They all cut their pubic hairs off because they want you to think you're fucking something 12 years old. Let me tell you something about pubic mounds. And this has recently been going on with me in my life. Honest to God. With regards to pubic mounds. Now, years ago, and I've do this all the time. Years ago, I learned that an Indian told me this. An Indian. And her name is Running Flaps. Running Flaps, they call her Running Flaps because she's got a huge cunt lips. The labias or whatever hang from her cunt. And they're like, as I always say, try to imagine a pancake. What do they call them, a silver dollar pancake? Does anybody know that today? A silver dollar pancake, and you cut it in half. And you hang that half from one side of her cunt, and you put the other half on the other side of her cunt. This tribe calls her Running Flaps. Indians like to use names like that. Fucking Running Arrow, fucking Diving Fist. Fucking Running Flaps would run and her cunt flaps would flap. They'd make a flapping sound, like when you're fucking. If you're fucking and you hear your stomach's hit and it's sweaty, Running Flaps' cunt would sound like that because her cunt flaps were hitting. Running Flaps told me, Running Flaps told me that there were all kinds of Indian scalps that they had scalped from fucking white chicks in Michigan in the 1800s. Even in the late 1700s, 1750, all the way on up, because there are tribes of Indians in Michigan and you can't find them. If you can find them, it's worth a fortune. If you get a photograph, it's worth a fortune. The rumor is that there's Apaches and Comanches that are actually here from the old days out west when they were persecuting the Indians, when the fucking troops of the U.S. government were persecuting and trying to get rid of the Indians because they couldn't get a white bitch out there. They needed that white bitch. He's commanding that man. They want to go out west, and they wouldn't go out there till the savages were all fucking dead. So the white chick eliminated all the savages, which were the Indians, so that they could start building out there. It's the same thing with a buffalo and their buffalo coats and their furs and their tonics and their fucking powders made from the horns. All kinds of, they eliminated every goddamn thing that was there for them to show up. It's like I always say, you know, you know this. One shark kills some bleeding bitch in a beach, and they got to kill 25,000 sharks around it. Yeah, that's a bad thing, man. They went after a white chick's pussy. It's a very bad thing. We got to have to fucking kill them all. Cull them all or something like that. Cull them, a culling or something like that. We had to get rid of all of those fucking periods. It's pussies. It's just complicated shit. You know, that's what the fuck it is. Running Flaps told me that Indians would scalp the fucking pussy of a white bitch. She's out at a clothesline. She's in the backyard cooking something on a fire with a big iron pot and some chains. And it's got a thing holding the iron pot up and chains and a fire blow. She's out there with her beautiful dress on that runs to the ground. And she's cooking something for maybe a kid or no kid or her husband's not home right now. He's out looking to get a deer or some fishing, some kind of food he wants to bring in. And what happens is she would get scalped. Now, they would scalp her cunt, but not her head, because the cunt was worth way more than the fucking head. Nobody wants the goddamn head of a woman. Don't ever fall for that. That's been changed for history. It's been changed. That's why they like electronic history today, because encyclopedias and shit had the truth in it. But today it's electronic history because they can change it tomorrow. They can change it in 5 minutes, get rid of it all, whatever they want, whatever the fucking message is going out there, they can just change it instantly. They like electronic history like that. So they would scalp this chick's pussy while she was there. Now, how would they do it? Running Flaps told me this because we're kind of friends. I don't know where she lives. She just appears. I need her to help me still with a chick that drowned with me on my ice fishing shanty. She drowned. She was in the ice fishing shanty. She went down with a shanty. She was using a sex machine. She was pumping off. She didn't want to swim to the surface. Running Flaps told me that she could help me find her with a fucking this dowsing rod. A dowsing rod is something you use to find water. And she told me there was 50 gallons of water in her womb. It would have collected in the womb, this big area where a baby rolls around and shit inside every goddamn woman. Running Flaps told me she would help me with that. And I'm hoping that we still do that because I don't know what happened to her and I don't want to go to jail for accomplice to murder or some shit like that or an accessory. I just don't want that. But she went down in the lake and I never did find her. I tried to find her. So they would scalp these white women's pussies, and they would put these scalps in a fucking leather bag. Now, why did they want these scalps? Even then, they were valuable. Women's pussy scalps. They're more valuable than ever today. And why is that? I mean, the chick is standing there. She's bent over a stump. She's planting fucking some kind of squash, or she's planting beans, or she's putting in fucking cabbages or lettuce in the ground. She's bent over. The Indian would come up behind her and cut that cunt right off. Now, often they didn't die, these chicks. They didn't die. They had no more pubic hair, and all the little roots of the pubic hair, they were all torn out. They were nuked. They wouldn't grow again. Well, what happened was that these almost virginal scalps, pussy scalps, from those days when an Indian would scalp a white frontierswoman in Michigan, he'd scalp it. They're almost fucking beyond virginal. They're pure fucking pussy scalps. And what do I mean by that? Well, today,
If you run a diagnostic, if you run a fucking analysis on a chick's pubic hair, on her pubic mound, it's filled with fucking flaws. There's all kinds of DNA problems. There's all kinds of structures. There's all kinds of inert diseases in the DNA. It's just fucked up DNA that's in the pussy scalps of women today, living women today. I mean, they're walking around. They got a pussy. They got their pubic hair. But the scalp of the root of their pussies are all flawed with disease, with deficiencies, with genetic issues. And they're no good. Nobody wants them. So these pussy scalps. Now, in Michigan, they estimate that Indians have scalped, this is no lie, when they were really big on their heyday, they have scalped probably 15 million frontiers women that came here. They just scalped their cunt. She's fucking going up a tree. She's running from a bear. An Indian's there. He scalps her cunt. She's fucking putting things on a clothesline. She gets her cunt scalped. She's fucking planting seeds. She gets her cunt scalped. She's reaching inside a tree. There might be some honey in there. As she's reaching in, she gets her cunt scalped by an Indian. They would save these scalps, these pussy scalps, not a head scalp, but a scalp from their cunt, their pubic mound. They'd put them in leather bags, and then they would bury them. They were very, very valuable. Now, you flash forward today, and these things are quadruply times valuable. Now, why are they so valuable? For just the very reason I said. Now, chicks today have cut their cunt hair off, and it's trying to be like they're 12, and they're fresh, and look at me, you got something real young. It's still just an old fucking bag with hardly any eggs in her. Nobody wants that. But what happens when you do this? Now, the few pussy scalps that have been found, and they've been priceless, what happens is this. Chicks today will pay an unlimited amount of money to get a colonial frontiers woman pussy scalp, scalped by an actual Indian, and they will take that and they will use a special glue. It's like rubber cement. It's more like costume glue or theatrical glue that they use in movies, TVs, and on theater. And they will glue this old pussy scalp. It could be 150 years old, 200 years old. They will glue this pussy scalp onto where their cunt hair used to be, and it makes them about a billion times more valuable. Actual blonde-haired pussy scalps, actual red-haired pussy scalps, because all kinds of people came to Michigan. It was changing. It was becoming a machining place, all kinds of machines, and a hub for things being created, manufactured in America and all around the world. So they were coming here in droves, and they are willing to pay anything for these pubic mounds. Red-haired pubic mounds, blonde-haired pubic mounds, brunette-haired pubic mounds, because they are pure. Instead of the slut you have in front of you now, this whore in you have with you now, she can have some semblance of being a human being by gluing this actual pussy scalp that could be 200 years old onto where her cunt hair used to be, onto where her pussy hair was, this little V, this triangle of hell, of danger, of the unknown. You would glue it there, and this makes her way more valuable. It's actually more valuable than, say, the chick becomes when she bleaches her asshole pink, because she already knows in advance she's going to take a dick. I mean, think of that. Raise your daughter, taking her to McDonald's, you're getting her fun meals and shit. You're taking her to carnivals, Universal Studios, fuck, water parks. And somewhere in that fucking dynamic, she decides, if my asshole was pink, I could take 10 inches of dick up there. I think of that. I could take 10 inches of dick if my asshole was pink. And you took this animal, this freakazoid, this anomaly, this mutation, you took her places and spent shit on her, and all she wants to do is dye her asshole pink to take 14 inches up the crapper. What's that song I sing? 18 inches. 18 inches up your crapper. Don't you look mighty dapper. That song I sing like that. But that's what they did. They bleached their asshole, because before they take the dick, they're already inviting the dick into the asshole. This is the thoughts in a woman's mind. Aren't you scared? Can't you realize what I'm trying to say? What I'm trying to convey here? She's already bleaching her ass for a dick. Isn't that something? A barbell fucking ornament in her clitoris for dick. That's how important a fucking knob is jammed in her cunt. And you got her on some other fucking level. It's a little sweet thing. My friend Eric, he's dead now. Died. He used to pick up hitchhikers and shit, just like me. Fuck him, throw him out the car. Honest to God, one time he fucking had a hot dog in a bag. He bought her. He's going to fuck her. And then when he's done fucking her and he came, he threw her out and a hot dog out in a bag with her outside the fucking truck. Just opened the door and threw it as a hot dog. I said, at least I fed her. That's what he said. At least I gave her a meal, took Dick. But, I mean, she's bleaching her asshole. She's got a barbell in her clitoris. This is what the fuck they're raising. Now, what happens, I don't know. Little sweet thing, the white dress on and black plastic shoes, and turns into someplace, please bleach my asshole. I can't wait to take a hammer handle in my asshole. I don't get that shit. So the pussy scalps are extremely, extremely valuable. She can now have become a little bit purer. She can have a little bit more demand. She can get the pussy scalp out of an oak box. It's like the U.S. flag in a dead soldier's. They give it to you as a commemorative thing. Soldier dies, there's U.S. flag in there. It's in this beautiful box. It's the same fucking thing with the pussy scalps. It's in there. She can take it out, put it on, and become something more. This virginal, beautiful thing. Look at that. Look at my pussy. You're fucking the girl that was with this pussy. And you're fucking me, honey. Isn't it something? Go down there and eat it out, baby. Eat out that fucking 200-year-old pussy scalp, you fucking dumb fuck stick. Get down there while I can control you. I can get down there and get a pussy scalp, pink asshole. Pussy scalps. That's her laughing. You don't hear any of that. That's a shit going on in her nut mind, her insanity mind, her maniacal fucking mind as she fucking glues on the pussy scalp. Now, that's what's going on. So you'd say, you know, why do you want to be around something like that, Norm? You're making gold. You're panning for gold. You picked up $4,000, got 4 ounces of fucking gold. Chicks are rolling down the river like they're at the fucking water park, Wet and Wild Park. They're rolling and floating and bobbing up and down the river at their pussy aimed at you to fuck it. Isn't that enough for you? No, it's not. I want these pussy scalps, and this is a big thing on my agenda. Now, I will tell you, and I wasn't going to say anything about this to anybody right now, I have found one pussy scalp, and it's a pussy scalp. It's a woman's pubic hair attached to the skin that was under it. It's like if you got your head scalped, only it's a pussy scalp. Now, I found this thing. It was incredible. How did I find it? Because at that time, women were taking extreme amounts of iron in. Why are they taking extreme amounts of iron in from those days, 1800, 1750? Because the iron was in the meat, and all they ate was meat. So unlike pubic mounds today, pubic hairs today, there was loads of fucking iron in the follicle of their hair, the pubic mound hair. And how do you find that? Well, you use a metal detector. You use a fucking metal detector, dunce, and you keep detecting, and you get a sign. And when you start to unearth something and you see hair, you know you've hit it. You've hit the jackpot. You found a fucking pussy scalp that was scalped from some frontierswoman a long time ago, long dead woman. You found a pussy scalp, and now you can sell it on the black market. You can sell it to some bitch today who has a pink bleached asshole who wants to fucking use a special glue to put it on her cunt area to draw you in. I mean, isn't that something? You might say that, you know, that sounds sick, Norm. It doesn't sound right. That can't be real. Well, let me tell you something. When I found this pussy scalp, what did I start to do? I wiped off all the dirt. I did what a man does. A normal man, not a fruit. I did what a normal man does. And that is this. I wiped the dirt away, and then I smelled the pussy pubic mound. You would do that, wouldn't you? I mean, what? It's a pubic mound. What goes there? Dick and cum and vaginal juices and perspiration. I smelled the pussy scalp. It was unbelievable. I mean, it was pure. It wasn't like this rancid shit I smell today. This toxic stuff I smell today. It was unbelievable. It was pure. It actually put me in a different plane when I started to smell the pussy scalp. I seemed to levitate. I thought it was floating. You know what a magic carpet is? You could get on them in India or something. It was some myth. Float around and shit. They're in storybooks. You float around in a carpet. I actually felt myself levitate as I was smelling this pubic mound. Honest to God. Now, I was in the woods. So nobody was around. I hope you can take what I'm going to tell you next. Because it's private and it's personal. We have this relationship of many years. I hope you can accept this. I hope you can understand it. Now, what do you do with a pubic mound that you just found? An ancient scalped pussy pubic mound, scalped by an Indian, a Comanche or an Apache, and you unearthed one. Now, there's millions of them up here, honest to God, waiting to be found. So what I did was this. I
moved the leaves around where I was standing, the leaves. And it's all sand in Michigan, lots and lots of sand. And I built a woman like you would build a woman on the beach out of beach sand. I built her. I got her thighs in there, her gams, her fucking torso, her waist, her tits, her arms, and her head. I didn't have any features on her head. I didn't care. Why do I care? I don't want to know what she looked like. And then I put the pubic mound, the pussy mound, the scalp that I found right where the cunt is, and I took a stick. I found a stick that had a 2-inch hole, about a 2-inch in diameter branch. It was about, I don't know what it was, 18 inches long. And I reamed a hole into the sand body that I made in the woods. And I've done this recently. And I understand the draw, the value of these fucking ancient pubic mound pussy scalps that were scalped that were ravagely cut from the fucking cunt area of a female. I understand it now. I get it. And I drilled a big hole in the sand. And I fucked it. I'm not kidding you. I fucked the sand rendering, but her pubic mound was still there. It's like I went back 200 years. You know how sexy that is? You know what a fucking turn on that is? And I mean, it was a powerful heaping turn on. I was fucking something long dead. It was twisted. It was corrupt. It was like something you do if you fuck bodies at a funeral home. Only this was much better. The woman was pure and fresh and amazing out in the woods trying to make a life for herself, taking these challenges on. It was like nothing I've ever fucked before. I just pumped it out. And then I picked it up. I picked it up. I filled the fucking body I made out of sand. I filled it up with cum. And then I mixed it up. I messed it up with my feet and sticks so nobody would see that. I mean, it's strange. I blew my load using the pubic mound pussy scalp, scalped by a fucking savage, a redskin, an Indian. And I pumped it. I used it. I don't know if I'll ever sell that one, the one I've recently found. It's priceless, though. And then I put the fucking pubic mound, the Apache scalped pubic mound from some pure goddamn virginal woman from 1800 up here trying to make a life. Nothing in her mind like is in the mind of today's women. Nothing in it like that. It's not corrupt. It's not gone fucking toxic or nuke from orbit or whatever they say. It's not any of that. Then I carefully put the pubic mound, the scalped pubic mound that I found with my metal detector, which you might think makes no sense, and I put it inside my knapsack. Got a knapsack that goes around your arms. It's really, really a great thing. And I carefully put it back in there, and I think, wow, that's amazing. It's almost like a teleporting machine. It's like a time machine or something. I've never felt anything like that. And you would feel the same way. Now don't fucking start writing me wanting to share my fucking pubic mound pussy scalp that's been scalped savagely by some Indian with a dull blade. Don't say you want to borrow it. There's no borrowing with a pussy scalp. You can pay for it, but there's no borrowing from it. One of the greatest feelings I ever had. Like I reconstituted something that's 200 years long gone. There it was in front of me, and its legs were spread, and I fucked it. Why should I feel bad about that? I mean, isn't that what you're supposed to do? Isn't that what's so big going on now? Her legs are spread, her kneecaps are hitting her ears, her eyes are rolled back like a shark eating a triggerfish, and she's waiting for your stump. It's not wrong. It's got to be right. I'm just performing what I'm supposed to do. It's like I'm a machine, and I'm supposed to fucking push out fucking carbonated beverages. I got a pump and hoses, and I'm performing what I'm supposed to do. I'm the same thing now doing that. Don't try to get or even come up here for my Indian pussy scalp. Don't come up here to try to fucking pan for gold and have rivers of bitches floating down on their back like they're in an inner tube while they're cunt aimed at you because you're so desirable. And that's what I am. I wish I could fucking convey this to you, how I'm not joking, how this is real with me. Then you'd see that it's possible. Anything's possible. Gold and pussy and fucking Comanche pussy scalps, ancient ones, filled with iron because they were eating nothing but meat. I reconstituted her. And that's what everybody does with it. That's why they're so valuable.
Eventually, I'm going to have a cedar box filled with fucking pussy scalps, like a hope chest. The hope chest filled with fucking Comanche pussy scalps from women who came to Michigan looking for another life and instead found what their fucking most valuable feature was, which is their cunt.
You've been listening to the one and only...
My dick is enormous. There is no escape.
We meet at the big clock. In cyberspace, it's dark out there in cyberspace. It's scary out there in cyberspace. You're out there in cyberspace. You're frozen with fear. You don't know what to do. You're looking up. You're looking down. You're looking to the right. You're looking to the left. It's windy out. You don't know what to do. You're frozen. Till eventually and quite abruptly, you hear this distant chiming clock in the background. And you follow the chiming clock until it gets louder and louder and louder. Eventually bringing you upon this brightly illuminated place in cyberspace. There are thousands of people there. They're holding hands. They're smiling. They've been waiting for you. There's that thing that brought you to this place in the first place. It's a tower. 100-150 feet tall. Brown bricks. Tan mortar. Way at the top of this tower is a glass bezel. It's a clock. It's backlit. And above that is this chimey bell-like thing that brought you to this place in the first place. And you know why you're at this place in the first place. You're here to clear out your pains, your frustrations, your aches, your woes, your disappointments, your hurts. The person that died on you, the ramen noodles you're sick of eating, the credit cards you can't pay off, the apartment you can't pay for, the house you think you'll maybe never own, the bitch who left you, the guy who left you. You're here to clear all those pains and frustrations out. And how do we do that? Well, the moment you heard my voice, you were instantly and automatically filled up with this highly absorbent orange-colored solution. It's been inside your body sloshing about this entire recording. And now, at the end of this recording, we lie you gently down, we pop the corks in your toes, and all of that highly absorbent orange-colored solution comes gushing out of your body. Look at it. It's forming a small mini lake alongside you. It's orange-colored. It's rusty. It stinks. It's toxic. We shake your feet, getting out the last drops of highly absorbent orange-colored solution and replace the corks in your toes. You can't believe how good you feel. You feel like you can go on another second, another minute, another day, another hour, another year, maybe infinitely. It doesn't matter that a friend of yours is making $250,000 a year and lives in a million-dollar house. It doesn't matter that another friend of yours has got the best-looking bitch you've ever seen, or another friend of yours has the best looking dude you've ever seen. None of that shit matters. All that matters is how good you feel right now. You know you can feel this good anytime you want to. Anytime you're in duress, anytime you feel like you can't go on another second, all you gotta do is think of the big chiming clock in cyberspace, where you meet your pal, your friend, Norm Augustinus. And instantly, and almost automatically, you'll feel refreshed and clear. You know the best part of this recording, the most important part of this recording, at least to me, is that for 1 hour, we were friends. Friend, I enjoyed myself. I hope you did too. Write me, normaugustinus@gmail.com.
Tune in again for another exciting episode from the amazing mind of Norm Augustinus.
Dear Betty, how are you? Betty, can you loan me some money? I have written a children's book about ghosts. Perhaps you didn't know, but ghosts are actually manufactured inside a woman's cunt. Let me explain. When a woman takes a fistful of cum into her gash, that cum becomes a sort of biological living cocktail. Semen are alive when they are deposited in the fuckhole. However, the juices inside the pussy kill the semen, and when the semen die, they become ghosts. Women often see ghosts in dark places because they often go to a dark, uninhabited place because that's the best place to let loose a pussy fart so no one smells it or hears it. The bodies of semen are vaporized, and when they are blown out of the pussy, they become a big gaseous cloud, and they look just like a ghost. My picture book has an illustration on every page. I call my picture book, Ghosts Come From Your Mom's Stretched Out Cunt. Don't be a scared. Betty, please send me $50,000. I will put your name on the book as co-author. It's going to be a bestseller. You'll see. Get back to me ASAP. Love, Norman. P.S. I bumped into your big-titted little sister at the roller rink. Your big-titted little sister was wearing roller skates that had tiny electric generators mounted onto them. An electric cord was attached to the generators, and that cord was connected to a vibrating egg lodged inside your big-titted little sister's tight cunt. Another wire attached to the skate generators was connected to an areola vibrator hidden inside your big-titted little sister's brassiere. No batteries were required. The faster your big-titted little sister skated, the quicker she would come. When they turned off the roller rink lights for the romantic slow skate song, I ate out your big-titted little sister's asshole while she pumped off my enormous schlong.
Attention, Baloney Pony bookstore shoppers! Right now, we have on sale at the counter the blockbuster kids' book, Ghosts Come From Your Mom's Stretched Out Cunt! Don't be scared! Folks, this book is a masterpiece. The illustrations should be featured in the Museum of Modern Art in New York City. Teach your little flat-chested slut at an early age about what that cunt can truly do! Ladies and gentlemen, look up at our HD 4K 75-inch monitor. It's an animated short video showing how a pussy fart looks like a ghost when it's blown out of a fuckhole while standing in a dark basement. Start your little tramp out right. The first 25 Baloney Pony customers that come up to the counter right now will get the book at absolutely no cost. You heard right, free. Additionally, I'll throw in a watercolor painting of a man eating out a woman's shithole while she pumps him off while skating while they're at the roller rink. Hurry, folks. This won't last long. This has been Baloney Pony, the bookstore manager. That is all.
Fuck! 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 Fuck!
Women are constipated 3 times more than men.
When you're walking down the halls and your balls hit the walls, it's a rupture.